नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text 31. I'm sorry, 32. Yamaraj instructs his messengers. Shrinvatam Grinatam Viryani Uramani Hare Muhu Yata Sujataya Bhaktan Natma Vratadibi Shrinvatam Grinatam Viryani Uramani Harir Muhu Yata Sujataya Bhaktya Sudyan Natma Vratadibi Shrinvatam Grinatan Viryani Uramani Hare Muhu Yata Sujataya Bhaktya Sudyanatma Vratadibi Shrinvatam Grinatan Viryani Uramani Hare Muhu Yata Sujataya Bhaktya Sudyanatma Vritadibi. Sujataya Bhaktya Sudyanatma Pratadivi Shrinvatam Grinatam Biryani Uramani Harer Muhu Sujataya Bhakta Sudyanatma Vritadivi. Simritan Viryatan Karyan Udamani Harer Muhu Yuta Sujataya Bhaktya Sudyanatma Vritadivi. Matajis. Shrinvatam, of those hearing, Grinatan, enchanting, Viryani, the wonderful activities, Udamani, able to counteract sin, Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Muhu, always, Yata, as, Sujataya, easily brought forth, Bhaktya, by devotional service, Sudyat, may be purified, Na, not, Atma, the heart and soul, Vrata Adibi, by performing ritualistic ceremonies. Translation. One who constantly hears and chants the holy name of the Lord and hears and chants about his activities can very easily attain the platform of pure devotional service, which can cleanse the dirt from one's heart. One cannot achieve such purification merely by observing vows and performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. One may very easily practice chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord and thus become ecstatic in spiritual life. Padma Purana states, Namaparada yuktanam namani eva harantyagam avishranti prayuktani tani evarta karani cha. Even if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offensively, one can avoid offenses by continuously chanting without deviation. One who becomes accustomed to this practice will always remain in a pure transcendental position, untouchable by sinful reactions. Sukadeva Goswami especially requested King Pariket to note this fact very carefully. There is no profit, however, in executing the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. By performing such activities, one may go to the higher planetary systems. But as stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.21, Chine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti, when the period of one's enjoyment in the heavenly planets is terminated, because of the limited extent of the results of one's pious activities, one must return to earth. Thus, there is no use in endeavoring to travel up and down in the universe. It is better to chant the holy name of the Lord so that one may become fully purified and eligible to return home back to Godhead. That is the aim of life, and that is the perfection of life. Srinvatam gunatan viryani udumani harer moho yata sujataya bhaktya sudyen natma vrithadibhi. One who constantly hears and chants the holy name of the Lord and hears and chants about his activities can very easily attain the platform of pure devotional service, which can cleanse the dirt from one's heart. One cannot achieve such purification merely by observing vows and performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Om Ajnana Timinandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the process of Srinvitam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana, of hearing and chanting, Srinvitam and Granti. Srinvatam Granati, hearing and chanting, Granatam. Prabhupada says within the purport that this is the aim of life, and that is the aim of life, and that is the perfection of life. He says it is better to chant the holy name of the Lord so that one may become fully purified and eligible to return home back to Godhead. That is the aim of life, and that is the perfection of life. Natevidu swargagati hi Vishnu durashaya ye bahir artamanina. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they don't know, persons do not know what the goal of life is. Natevidu swargagati hi Vishnu. And therefore they take false shelter of so many religions and so many philosophies and so many paths to get liberation. But here it said Srinvatam and Granatam. Srinvanti and Granati. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. Hearing the Maha Mantra and chanting the mantra, Maha Mantra is sufficient. One can perform so many ritualistic vows of the Vedas and ritualistic ceremonies given in the Vedas, observe so many vows and penances and austerities, one won't reach the ultimate goal. I know when I first came to Krishna consciousness and I saw the devotees, they were eating some sabji with a creamy sauce, and it was something, because they put turmeric in the sabji, it was yellow. Cauliflower with the creamy sauce and turmeric. And I was saying, why are you eating? Because I was accustomed to fasting for days and days on end, or just drinking juice, or doing some false austerity, holier than thou. And they were actually eating. The devotee convinced me that no, one has to eat Krishna prasadam. Fasting alone, how long can you fast for? And what are you fasting for? What's the goal of your fasting? What is the idea? Where are you hearing that you should fast? You offer the food to Krishna and you eat it. And then you get Krishna-ized. I thought this makes a lot of sense. I was reading Prabhupada's books, a little bit, Nectar of Devotion, and I started to understand. So I went home, and I wanted to duplicate the terrific vegetable. But again, without taking authority, I thought I'll figure it out myself. Even in cooking, you have to learn from authority. How you make the vegetable, what are the spices that are to be used. But I saw that it was a yellow sabji with cauliflower. So I went to the store. For a dollar, I bought a jar of mustard. And I boiled a cauliflower and I poured mustard on top of it. Somehow it didn't taste the same as the wonderful prasadam. I offered it to Krishna. I don't think Krishna accepted it. If he did, he vowed never to accept from me again. It was not very palatable. It was cauliflower with mustard. One has to hear from the authority. I went back and he said, do you use mustard to get that yellow color in the mixed vegetable? They said, no. That's turmeric with sour cream and we use this spice and asafoetida and so many. And he gave me the actual recipe. But trying to figure it out on my own, from the looks of it, it was store-bought mustard and cauliflowers, which is inedible, I'll tell you right now. Totally inedible. So we may have so many ideas, but real idea that is being handed down from spiritual master to disciple. One can't get, we heard the other day, I think the Pusta Krishna was giving the class, one can't get the truth without hearing from the bona fide acharya. So similarly, in spiritual life, what to speak even in cooking, and what to speak of spiritual life, one has to hear what the process is from a bona fide spiritual master. If we make it up, if we look at it and think, okay, I can do this. We went to one program last weekend. Everyone was wearing white kurta and white yogi pants. They almost look like devotees. They love chanting. But instead of getting directions from Srimad Bhagavatam, Guru Sadhu Shastra Vaikya Chitete Kuriya Aikya, one has to receive instructions from the spiritual master, from the predecessor acharyas, and from the saintly devotees, Guru Sadhu Shastra, and from the Shastra, from the Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. So instead of taking that instruction, they had made up some process of meditating on the airs at different places in their body. And then part of the process was to let their emotions go and let their emotions go wild. We were there. Loco was there, and we were very surprised. Lady was having you breathe in and breathe out. I couldn't understand her mantra. She was Indian, and she was chanting, Vantu, 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 Vantu. So I asked somebody, what is that mantra? They said, what do you mean? I said, they're like, Vantu, Vantu, Vantu. He said, no, 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 that's 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. I said, okay, okay. So I'm not understanding everything. As they were saying, now let us focus on the different chakras. They moved up, I think, when they got to the heart chakra. Okay, everybody, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. All of a sudden, people started screaming. One girl was next to us. She was bouncing in the chair, shaking uncontrollably, and screaming that we can't show in front of saintly people and the deities. Another lady was screaming. I was ready to call 911. It was insane. It was an insane asylum. We know from the Shastra, when devotees associate, I know when devotees are chanting in the morning, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, it's very peaceful, very happy, very sublime. If you fall asleep by accident during the chanting, you're dreaming of the spiritual world. You're in the spiritual world. These two people were chanting some mantra, I'm a Bhagavan. And they were screaming so horridly, wasn't it? Not even screaming, just emotional outrage. One guy was yelling, ah, bah, bah! And another was crying, and other people were laughing and rolling. And I thought, this must be what it's like in hell. Devotees are chanting, this is the spiritual sky. This must be what it's like in the spiritual world. These guys made up, because they have no instruction from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, they made up their method, mental method, and it was hell. It was actually hell. Devotees, we had to leave the room, Markandeya, Loka, myself. We had to go outside, and they said, what, you didn't want to stay for our meditation, the screaming and emotional upheaval? I said, oh, no, I was just, I have to go to the bathroom. We told their leader. We couldn't stay in the room because it was so offensive and so unbelievably spiritual, not spiritual. Later I asked, I said, you know, we do some chanting, but we don't really bring out our emotions so much. It's not that crazy. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, if I was just a normal person passing by, and heard your meditation, I would definitely call 911 because some people are in severe pain or they need to be taken away by the white men in the white suits and carried to whatever mental state facility we have available. And the person told me, he said, oh, yeah. It appears like that, but this is the highest state of spirituality to clear your emotional distress. We can't keep our emotions in. That's what's keeping us from experiencing God. So we have to scream and cry and jump and go through all kinds of emotions to clear the emotions to be able to then experience God. So I said, okay, makes psychological sense. is some kind of psychology movement. And then we started chanting, and people were going up to their altar, and they had two guys up there in front of the altar with a blanket. And this is a true story. I don't make this stuff up. So I was trying to figure out, now, what are they going to do with this blanket? And sure enough, as people went up to the altar, they started shaking and convulsing. Everyday people, nice people, they had hundreds of people there. They started shaking and convulsing in spiritual ecstasy. I don't know exactly what they're experiencing. I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 38 years. I've never experienced anything like this. And many, many of the people there start shaking and experiencing this the spiritual state of consciousness. They fall back. They already knew they were going to do this. This was like planned, almost staged, if you know what I'm saying. And two big guys, you fall into the blanket, and two big guys carry you to the side and bring the blanket back for the next person to faint. Isn't it? And we're chanting, and we were wondering, okay, we're trying to figure out how this comes from the Vedas, or this is some kind of spiritual, we were trying to imagine devotees. If you can imagine that devotees dancing in kirtan, and we'd have two of the bigger devotees standing with a blanket, so that when you finally get into ecstasy from chanting, they can carry you to the balcony and leave you and bring the blanket back to catch the next person who's screaming in ecstasy and going mad and crying and carrying on. And this is spirituality. Actually, at the end, when they were doing their, I think they called it meditation, I was praying that it would be silent meditation because it was so insane. And unfortunately, it wasn't silent. It was screaming meditation. Isn't it? I mean, screams that were unbearable screaming. Then I thought, well, maybe we're in Orange County. It's the rich people and they're the screamers. They said, no, 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 no. This is how it is at all. This is how we're trained for our spiritual emancipation, to let go of our emotions. And I was trying to think, devotees, they're in the temple. They're chanting japa. They're getting rid of their maya. They're cleansing. Here it says, this is the method for cleansing. And we never hear devotees screaming or crying uncontrollably or bouncing. Well, if they were, we do have example. Devotees were slouching when they were chanting. You can hear on the tape when Prabhupada was recording. And Prabhupada says, sit properly during japa. Sit properly. There's no question devotees are chanting. No one, they're getting purified. No question. And here it says in Srimad Bhagavatam that this is the method for becoming purified. This chanting, Shrinvanti Grinanti Gayanti Sarva. Hearing and chanting, worshipping, praying. Authorized method of Krishna consciousness. And we never hear, we never see devotees. I think once when I was in St. Louis, there was one person, he was in the temple room, and one of the big leaders of ISKCON was coming. And everyone was chanting japa, 6:45, 6:50, 6:55. Getting ready to open the curtains. And the level of japa was increasing. I don't know, you were there, Naikatma. There was one guest. he had a different mantra. He wasn't chanting Hare Krishna. He was chanting Shiva. Shiva, 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 Shiva. And as he got closer to 7 a.m. and the curtains opening, he was screaming, Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. At which time the GBC who was visiting ordered me, I was managing the temple, can you please have your boys carry this guy out of here? And true to his confession, we asked him to leave. He wouldn't leave. He's still screaming. And we took him, as they say, parallel to the floor. Parallel? Horizontal? And two or three devotees carried him to his next destination, which was outside the temple. We're not followers of this insanity. We're followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're followers. We're Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We follow our spiritual master. And we don't have any experience of making up this state, sometimes in India, or maybe even in America. Some person will start rolling on the ground, acting like they're in ecstasy. And our Srila Prabhupada said, you can tell that they're, if they're in ecstasy or not, if you kick them, if they don't react, if they react, and if you kick them and they react, then they're not in ecstasy. Of course, we don't want to kick anybody. We don't want to offend anyone. But these sahaja activities, making spiritual life cheap, that I'm in ecstasy and I'm experiencing such advanced states that I'm going into a trance. They know beforehand at this, they knew beforehand. There's going to be, you know, 12 people that go into trance. We have to be ready to carry them away. And I guarantee if you pinch them, they would get angry at you and say, what are you doing? But for the show, they were in a deep trance, shaking, and it was actually very embarrassing. Shaking and mumbling some different words. In the name of spirituality, sometimes we like to go to these programs, not for sense gratification, although it may appear to be that, but because everything that's there in the Bhagavatam is revealed. That yes, if you don't follow this Shrinvanti Gayanti Grananti Sarva, this is what you end up with. This is, you make up your own spirituality as you go along. Let's try this. How about a little bit of that? Again, like making a sabji with cauliflower and mustard. Store-bought mustard. Throw a little ketchup on top. When you don't have the real recipe, you can make up any idea and call it spiritual. So we're very fortunate. We have Srila Prabhupada's books. We have the great stories of the Vedas. We don't have to make up anything. We don't have to concoct. It's a disciplic succession. And we learn from our spiritual master, from the scriptures, and from the predecessor acharyas. If something was done by them, by all three, then we can follow. Otherwise, we have no room for, Srimad Bhagavatam says, addition, amendment, or alteration. thing that Kama Prabhu was reading this morning about how we, was it this morning that we like to change? Everyone likes to change things, and especially our American disease, Prabhupada had said on another occasion, is that we always like to change everything. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada points out that Krishna consciousness means that it is without amendment, without addition, and without alteration. Srila Prabhupada says specifically, therefore we follow our spiritual master to the point. We don't make up anything. Now let's try this. Let's put these names together and see if we can do that. Let's try this method or that method. Srila Prabhupada was very strict. He gave us the method for chanting. He gave us the method for dancing. Even, we've said before, Naikatma Prabhu was there in Chicago in 1975. Devotees were dancing a little bit too wildly, isn't it? Srila Prabhupada stopped the kirtan. Said, don't dance like that. Prabhupada said, dance like this. Back and forth. Isn't it? 1975 when they were installing Gaur Nitai in Chicago. It's not that you can dance any dance and that's the Krishna conscious dance. No, Prabhupada said like this. Chanting also is not we could chant anything or that we sing a song or we have such a beautiful voice. Or I'm going to sound like I'm from India. I'm going to make my voice sound like an Indian Bollywood singer. Prabhupada never, he asked one time. One devotee was chanting. I was personally there. Unfortunately, this Prabhu just passed away recently. And I thought his voice was very pretty. He had a nice voice. Materially speaking, he was a folk singer in coffee houses before he joined the Hare Krishna. He was a very good singer, rock and roll singer. And Srila Prabhupada asked, I was personally there, who is that Rakshasa? He's thinking my voice is so nice. Stop the kirtan, Prabhupada said. Who is that Rakshasa? And then we knew you can't just chant any kind of chanting. We can't be Bing Crosby for Krishna. No hard and fast rules, but Srila Prabhupada said, who is that Rakshasa? I in my mundane way, thought the devotee was chanting nice kirtan. Prabhupada said, who is that Rakshasa? He's thinking my voice is so pretty. So we have to sing regular. Nothing fancy, nothing too amazing. We don't have to sound like Indians. If you're from Chicago, you don't have to make yourself, you know, sound like a crooner so everyone will notice and become a big name in kirtan, the big, big names. They asked us, I think I said before, who are the big names that are playing at your Rath Yatra? The Mayavadis, they were concerned with big names. So I said, oh, there's, you know, Gauravani, Temple Bhajan band, they got Chaitanya Dasi. And he said, you don't have any big names? What are the big names? Who are the big names? I said, well, we got three big names. We got Hari, Krishna, and Rama. You got anything bigger than that? Confirm, there's nothing bigger. Nothing bigger than that. Toot, toot, toot. Confirmed. So we don't have to make anything up. Chant simply. Nothing too fancy, nothing too outrageous. Dance simply. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too emotional. Follow the predecessor acharyas. Follow Srila Prabhupada. Follow the guru, sadhu, and shastra. And our life is very perfect and peaceful. And we become purified. Prabhupada says in the purport that that is the aim of life. And that is the perfection of life. That is our business. Any questions or discussion? Anyone has anything to say about the spiritual processes? Yes, Prabhu.
You were talking about dancing for Krishna, and like, was you said in Chicago they were dancing, and Prabhu said he didn't like it. What kind of dancing were they doing that he didn't like?
Well, Nakama, you were there, right? I think they were like bumping. I mean, we were part of it. They were bumping and doing a little bit more American dance than just simple side to side and up and down. What was it, Nikatma?
The devotees were going from Vyasasan to Kishore Kishori back and forth, and they were, you know how sometimes you get into this rhythm where your legs start flying up, and it was spinning around. Prabhupada didn't like that.
Yeah, I mean, you were there. Prabhupada stopped it. We were there. And we were quite surprised, just like when the devotee was chanting, and Prabhupada said, "Who's this Rakshasa he's chanting?" The president of our Chicago temple was leading a kirtan. We thought this guy was the best kirtan leader ever. And he was a crooner. Let me tell you, he was the leader of a rock band in Canada. Big rock band. Prabhupada stopped the Guru Puja. We were there personally. You were there, Nakama? Prabhupada stopped the Guru Puja and ask Trivikram. Anyone who knows Trivikram Maharaj is plain and simple. Nothing fancy. Very sweet, simple devotee, Trivikram Swami. In those days, even more plain and very sweet and simple. Isn't it? Prabhupada stopped the kirtan. Had the mic taken away from this devotee at the Mayapur festival in India and gave it to Trivikram. Isn't it? I was right there. I was a little shocked. But then I understood. We're supposed to chant simply. Nothing fake. Nothing out of the ordinary. And we're supposed to dance simply. The dancing, I think, too, they were bumping. Devotees were, I thought that it was the bump. That devotees were 1, 2, 3, bump, and then they'd hit their, I don't know, shoulders or their hips against each other and doing some crazy brahmachari things. I don't know, something a little bit wild. Prabhupada stopped it right there. Said, dance like this. This is how we dance. And the simple Swami dance. So I think for more details, ask Nikatma after class, and maybe he's got the video. He can explain more in detail. Any other question? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Ha, ha, ha.